Hey, Stephanie.
Hello.
So what about that? Oh my God. I love when he's on. He has such interesting insight.
I love him because, first of all, he's so smart. He just, the way he delivers his information always, it just makes me feel good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm now educated. I know what's up. And he cares. And that's pretty freaking important right now. But what I also love about him is that we asked, would you rather be called Claude Quinn or Deep Claude? And he answered.
I know, Deep Claude.
Deep Claude it is. Deep Claude. With us today is Deep Claude, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God. I don't even know.
File like that under fetishes.
No shit.
On, yeah. Oh. Deep. All right. I'm going to stop with that. I don't watch porn.
I think you both just made his life.
With Deep Claude?
He's like, you know what he's doing right now? He's skipping down the street. Right in the middle,
whistling Dixie.
Waving his arms. I'm Deep Claude. Whee!
Yeah, I just pictured it with flipping. He's burning rubber in that Torino screaming, I'm the Deep Claude window.
He's going to get a new license plate that says Deep Claude.
Deep Claude. That would be fucking awesome.
Oh, my God. He's getting a taser on his way to a tattoo parlor.
I know. Drunken night with what's his name? I want to say Eric Garland. I think he and Eric Garland should have a drunken night and get some tattoos. That would be
there
funny.
You go.
Oh my God. Every day, as we talked about with him, it's like each day there's just so much to process, so much to consider. You know, and I often speak with my mother at least once a day. Sometimes it's very brief just because we both write blogs for Liberals Unite. So we go over that, or, you know, I just touch base with her. And, you know, it's funny because most times she's up, and every once in a while she's just like, oh, my God. And she just goes off on how crazy everybody is. But it's like, it's just, it's fucking exhausting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's exhausting. But at the same time, it's exhilarating because it's like you get pounded by the news with horrible information, finding out that, you know, Putin and Trump have this second meeting and no one else is around except for, you know, translator / Russian spy. And then it's like you've been punched in the gut. But then, you know, you get the New York Times story that, like you said, it's exciting and it's hopeful when you hear this stuff because it's like, okay, we're closer now. This means we're a little closer. I mean, obviously, Mueller has all of this anyway. But the more that it's leaked out, I think kind of is a gauge to us that we are moving closer to closing in. And whether that means it's a year from now or a year and a half from now, we're just going to have to wait and see.
I know. But at this rate, we're getting good info on a pretty regular basis. You know what I did? I was driving in the morning and, you know, I've got like MSNBC on in my car or whatever. And, you know, just got to get the news, got to have the up to the minute. And I've already looked at Twitter for an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I was driving down the street feeling hungry for something. And I realized I hadn't yet gotten like shocking news.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, that's how we are conditioned.
Yes,
to expect that.
It's like
every
an addiction.
Day, something. And it's not just once. It's all freaking day.
I know.
It's like, what's going to come out later? I mean, you know, he's a moron, Trump. You know, we know this. But it's sort of tough to keep up with. And at the same time, you find yourself saying things like, or I do, you can't make this shit up.
Yeah.
But last night, Ari Melber sat in for Chris Hayes, and he played, you know, Chris Hayes, I don't know if you watch All In, but they do this thing. They do thing one and thing two, and it's a little funny thing at the end of every show. And thing two last night was Donald Trump sitting in a fire truck.
Oh, yes.
Okay. First of all,
toot, toot, goes the
horn. Toot, toot, yeah, toot, toot. Look at me. Where's the fire? Tell me about the rabbits, Mike. I mean, like, it's comedy just to watch. And then, you know, at the end, Ari Melber goes, he's laughing. Like, he could barely contain his laughter. And he's looking into the screen. He goes, you can't make this up. And you don't need to.
Yeah.
Because it happened.
Right.
And that's what you don't need to because it happened. This is our reality.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's like crazy that it's our reality, but it is. And it's, I mean, every day I'm just like so freaking shocked. I just can't. And then there was an article that came out in Politico today, how the GOP became the party of Putin. And they're talking about an astonishing 49% of Republicans consider Russia to be an ally.
Oh,
I mean, and they have the favorable views of Putin, who is a career KGB officer and who has, you know, murdered dissenters.
Thank you for saying it, because I was about to interject.
Yeah, has nearly tripled among Republicans in the last 2 years. And it says 32% express a positive opinion. You know, it just makes me so angry because
how many percent?
Well, 32 express positive opinion of Putin, and 49. Okay. So basically half the party is considering Russia an ally.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the base.
And I know.
I mean, you got it. I have to look at it like that.
Yeah, it is. And I saw on Chicks on the Right, which is my go-to hate page, they posted something about, I don't know, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was fake news, something or other. And some dude came on and posted about, you know, he commented and said something like, you know, that's because journalists respect Putin because they know that if they don't, they'll pay for it or something along those lines. And it's like, oh my God, this is like some hick and, you know, it's from some red state who doesn't even realize what he's saying. If he realized what he was saying, I don't know. These people are so brainwashed and it's so sad because we're going to need as many of them as we can get. But the ones who are, you know, on board with Putin, they're gone forever. As far as I'm concerned, they're just gone forever. And I think Bob has something to say here.
Yeah, I actually wanted to break in on this. You know, Rachel Maddow's doing a list of things that Putin's getting from Trump policy-wise. Yes. You know, returning the diplomatic compounds, the Magnitsky Act, reversing that.
You mean it's not the Majinsky Act?
It's not the No, it's not Majinsky, as Sean Spicer would say. This headline just came down from the Washington Post. Trump ends covert CIA program to arm anti-Assad rebels in Syria, a move sought by Moscow.
There you go.
Good Lord.
So just add that to the list. Rachel's going to need a smaller font.
Yes.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, exactly. It's true. It's crazy. And, you know, here's a light. I'm viewing this as a positive. Okay, so this healthcare, Trump care is a disaster. McConnell can't get it to happen. You know, it was Susan Collins and one other, and I don't even really, and Rand Paul. Right. And then it became five.
Right.
It should have been six because Heller pussed out and didn't jump on the, didn't raise his hand. Uh-huh. But there was a picture shown yesterday of Senator Moran from Kansas jumping the tracks, getting to Capitol Hill. He was getting off, what do they call it there? The Metro or who knows what it is.
Right.
So he's getting to work. He's jumping the track and he's running from reporters.
Wow.
This is one of the dudes who stood up and said, myself and my colleague, Senator Lee, are not going to vote for this bill.
Yeah.
And so that to me says that here's what I'm choosing to believe. And you guys tell me if you think I'm totally off base, but A, this is bullshit because I'm not going to deprive people of healthcare. It's not a privilege. It is a right. That's what that says. And I am distancing myself so far away from you, you orange clown.
Yeah.
And your Russia ties that this is how I'm going to tell you first that I'm going in a different direction. And that I believe that's starting to happen. Now, I don't know about Rand Paul. I mean, he just wants Obamacare gone.
I'm getting something breaking. Politico. Breaking
piece by
news.
Piece. Healthcare sucks, but really, we don't want to be associated with Russia.
No, exactly. Hold on 1 second. Okay, wait, hold on. I'm seeing here, it's from Politico. Senate Republican holdouts to meet Wednesday to discuss reviving Obama repeal and replace plan. Jesus Christ. Oh my God, they're just not going to let this die. Hello. I think we lost you.
I know. Yeah. It just, it went in and out there for a sec. Are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Did you hear the breaking news that I just read?
No, read it.
Senate Republic, this is from Politico. Senate Republican holdouts to meet Wednesday to discuss reviving Obama repeal and replace. So they're just not letting this go.
They're not letting it go. And it's because they had the stupid lunch. So they're throwing him a freaking bone.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this isn't good. When Senator Burr from North Carolina has to take his Senate lunch to go today, that's an indication. Well, first of all, he's on the investigation committee for this Russia investigation, but that's a sign to me.
Yeah.
This
is, they're unfucking believable. This party is, they are not patriotic. You know, the ones who are, you know, not either compromised or not, for Trump, the silent ones are just as bad because they are literally putting their own party and their own selfish interests before the people they're supposed to be representing. And I'm so sickened by all of this because it is definitely, I always say this, but it's the fault of the adults in the room, and the adults in the room are liberal thinkers, whether it's Democrats, Democratic Party, Democratic voters. It's our fault because there are more of us, and we have failed to, you know, we have a minority deciding everything right now. And it didn't have to be that way. You know, we didn't show up in the 2010 midterms. We didn't show up in the 24 midterms. And we created this environment with apathy. And, then the Republicans consistently defund education. It's never replaced. So our, you know, kids aren't learning civics in school. They don't understand the consequences. I mean, I didn't even really learn until I was an adult that the Senate is who votes on Supreme Court justices. I didn't understand the process. So therefore, it shows me, oh, well, then it's really important that you vote in the midterms. Maybe even more, not more important, but just as important it is to vote in the general election. So, it saddens me, and I really hope that, at least for a while, because I don't believe human beings usually learn from their mistakes. I believe that we get comfortable and we forget them and then we repeat them. And I think that's kind of inevitable. But I hope that we're learning now for at least a few generations to come. Because please.
It's true. I mean, you talk about not knowing how, that the Senate voted to put a new judge on the Supreme Court. I never understood the importance of midterms until a couple of election cycles ago.
Yeah.
You know, like we dig ourselves into a hole and then we sit around and, you know, when they go low, we go high. I'm ready to kind of go a little low.
Yeah.
I'm ready to watch someone who's going to get a little bit low. And by that, I mean, who's going to give it back and who's going to, you don't have to take the high road every time to get your point across. And sometimes you got to get a little dirty.
Yeah, well, we have to get dirty. We have to start throwing, take off the gloves and throw hard punches in the face.
That's exactly right.
Because and they're constantly doing it to us.
Right, right. Yeah. You know who I think can do that?
Hmm.
And I don't mean to go too far in advance, but I think Al Franken knows how to do that.
Yes, he does. And he also has humor. You know,
he has humor and he has intelligence and he has appeal,
mm-hmm.
which is what I think our next.
But I don't know if he's going to, I don't know if he could do it for POTUS. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to see. But you know who I saw? There was an article yesterday that I read and I don't remember the details of it, but long story short, talking about Kamala Harris, like, yes, mm-hmm. she's definitely going to run. So she's going to be, there's going to be the Democratic clown car as far as, maybe they're not going to be clowns, but there's going to be a lot this time around. You know, I mean,
hold,
I think
hold
freaking
on.
Rock.
Hmm. You said she's definitely going
to
run?
Well, according to this article that she's definitely, I mean, she hasn't announced it or anything, but it appears for whatever she was doing, she was at a fundraiser or whatever, wherever she was, people in the know looked at her and said, this means she's going to run. So prepare for her to say she's not going to run. And then, you know, after 2018, she's going to say she's going to run. So, you know, I mean, I don't know if Elizabeth Warren is going to run, but I'm, you know, she said she wasn't, but whatever, they all say that. So I think that it's entirely possible. I think it's entirely possible, but I don't know that she will. But there's going to be a lot. And then, of course, you know, on the Republican side, now that this orange fuckface won or was installed by Putin, now Kid Rock is running, and so is Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, please, God. I saw that shit. That'll never happen.
Yeah, give me a break. But if it does, it's just it's like, no, no. You know, the thing is, okay, is we didn't think Donald Trump was going to happen. So it's like,
yeah,
that's
but you know
scary.
What? Caitlyn Jenner has to run in California.
Yeah.
Okay, that isn't going to that isn't happening.
No.
And Kid Rock, does he have a new album coming out? That will never, no way. Not after all the shit we've been through and the clown that is in office right now. No effing way.
No effing way.
No way.
Just unreal.
I'm moving.
Well, you know who is going to run in 2020, and we got to have somebody strong. It's John Kasich. He's going to run against Trump if Trump is still there. Probably won't be, but let's just say he's going to be. And then I'm assuming if Mike Pence is there, I don't know if John will run or not. But I know that he doesn't like Donald Trump, and the danger of Kasich is that. I don't believe he's a bad man, but he is certainly misogynistic and doesn't give a shit about women's health. So I am not a supporter in any way, but in comparison, he's going to look like the dad you can trust, you know, in comparison to Donald Trump and probably even Pence, because I assume that there will be very damning information about Pence. If Trump is removed, then the focus will go on to Pence. And I do think that we're going to find out a lot more. Just as we're hearing leaks now about Trump, the leaks will come about Pence.
Right.
So I think, you know, John Kasich will definitely look like somebody that you can trust. So we have to keep an eye on that. And our candidate really needs to be strong.
Really strong.
Yeah.
Really strong.
Well, before
before
we wrap up, you mentioned the some of the names.
Trump's names. Okay. So this was actually, you know, Bob got me thinking because he and his buddy Buzz came up with some cute ones. Like, should it be the boy? These are names for Trump.
Yeah.
So is it the boy or his toddlership, which I love. And then I started watching the comments pour in, and one woman said, well, my 10-year-old likes to call him Farty Five, which I mean, that to me right there, like that's one I want my kids to start throwing about. But I just want to, I mean, he's so stupid that dumb shit kind of does it for me, but let's get more creative. So President Rancid Velveeta, which I thought was hysterical. Mango Mussolini.
Yes, I've heard that one. Or Cheeto Mussolini.
Yes. You know who came? Remember when he went to Scotland? This was before he was elected and he was talking about Brexit and all these, like, Scottish people have the best humor.
They do.
You know, they were calling him like a Cheeto Shit Gibbons and like all these great names. And I, you know, I just wish I could be as witty. I can't come up with anything.
Well,
although Cheeto Benito.
I've seen Orange Sphincter. And of course, I just call him Orange Fuckface.
Yeah. Well, there's one that the Fuckface Von Clownstick.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Genghis Kant, which I thought was funny. The Great White Dope. is some of the Little Lady Fingers, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The Lone Deranger.
That's a good one.
I mean, there are so many. President Goldman sucks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't want to fat shame him. But
no.
But I did. Yeah,
I know. God forbid you put that on a feminist page. You never hear the end of it. I feel
Trouble
like we.
Skins,
what?
Know. Trumple Thin Skin.
Yeah, there's actually a Facebook group called Trumple Thin Skin. Yeah, there's a lot of names. And, you know, I think that we need to, one of the things Claude always encourages is continually going after him and mocking him on Twitter, because, you know, we can help push him off the ledge. He's not mm-hmm. happy. And I know that he's got to read some of his mentions. And so, you know, clearly he does. He blocks people. So I think it's important that we all keep up going after him, making fun of him. And, you know, we've just got to stay strong.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right.
Well, I'm ready for a fight. Let's do it, babe. When are we going to fight next? Soon, right?
Yes. All righty. Okay. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. And thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, hon.
We'll meet up again next month.
Yes, indeed.
All right, everybody. Take care. And follow Stephanie at Lady Brain Show and me at Author Kimberly. Bye.
Bye. The river, you're stopping your whole everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time.